Day 319, or November the 15th. Get over it and get on with it. Our thoughts today come from Romans chapter 9, verse 21. Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? And now the big picture surrounding this verse. As a devoted Jew, Paul mourns over his fellow countrymen who have rejected the ultimate gift from God, his Messiah. He even says that he would accept condemnation in their place if that were possible. This is a great image of what Jesus has already done, dying in order to make possible the redemption of the whole world back to God. And now today's action step. It seems to me that the world is made up of two kinds of people, those who we are glad we are not like, and those who we wish we were like. God is an amazing God who loves individuality, and who has therefore never made two people the same. When we look to replace our minister or some other church leader, never fall into the trap of looking for someone the same as the last one. If God had not wanted you to have someone different, he would have arranged for the current one to stay. Looking around your congregation, you will see a sea of different people. God loves variety. It's these thoughts that are in Paul's mind when he ponders the ridiculous idea of an item of pottery questioning the potter over why it was made as it was. Yet we do the same with God very often. If only I could do, if only I was like. We are what we are, tall, short, extrovert, introvert. I believe it's only when we fully accept this reality that God can use us. He doesn't make mistakes. He leaves that to you and me. As of today, why not thank God for what and who you are, irrespective of the good and bad influences others may have been to you in the past? God loves you unconditionally. Of course, you can argue like the pottery did with the potter, but it will be to no avail. When we accept we are far from perfect, that's when God can perfectly use us.